Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
I'm sorry. You have no idea what it's like having music blaring all day long.
Yes, we do. That's why we came over.
I'm sorry. It's just that the kids were homesick from school today.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, no. Just one of those bugs that goes around. You know, where they're sick for 2 hours, then they make you sick for the rest of your life. Coffee?
No. Steve and I can't wait until we have kids. Giving birth to a child must be one of the most beautiful experiences in God's universe.
Huh. I wouldn't know. I was unconscious for a week. I kind of missed that.
She's making. Maybe we should loan her some of our child-rearing books.
I don't know, Marcy. I don't think Al and Peggy read much.
I wish we could spend more time with Bud and Kelly. I just know we'd have such a positive, creative influence on them.
And if I hear another peep out of you two, I'm going to tie your throats together.
Well, that's pretty creative.
I'm sorry you had to be here for this. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Kids aren't so bad. I remember one Mother's Day, they surprised me with the sweetest... Oh, no, that wasn't them. I saw that on TV.
Oh, Peggy. You know, it sounds like you need to get away.
Yeah, I thought about that. But then Al and the kids would just hunt me down and drag me back.
No, I meant for vacation. Hire a babysitter and take off for the weekend.
We used to have babysitters, but word of mouth kills you.
What about your relatives?
Again, it's that word of mouth thing.
Well, if you really want to get out of town, we wouldn't mind taking the kids for a weekend. Would we, Steve?
The ones upstairs?
Well, it would be fun. It would be good practice for when we have children.
You wouldn't mind?
Of course not.
Honey, look, Steve and Marcy are here.
Yeah, I know. I've been circling the block waiting for them to leave. And I finally ran out of gas.
Well, they've agreed to take the kids for the weekend.
Great.
Yeah, so you and me can go away by ourselves.
You mean we have to leave? Gee, it sounded good for a second.
Come on, Al. We never get to go anywhere.
Honey, if I wanted to go away, even with you, it wouldn't be this weekend. The fight's on Saturday.
Oh, Al, you always watch sports. Well, not this weekend. We're going away.
I'm watching the fight.
You are not watching the fight.
I'm watching the fight.
You're not watching the fight, Al.
Oh, really, dear?
It's not being carried on network TV. It's only on cable.
Ha! And we don't have cable TV. Well, that settles it. Come on, Marcy. Let's get the phone book and pick a nice, cheap little love nest.
This was your idea.
No.
I can't believe it. The entire weekend I have to spend alone with my wife. Steve, you are the biggest... By the way, do you have cable?
No.
The biggest idiot I ever met. You got me into this. The entire weekend alone with my wife.
Al, why don't you just go? Relax. Enjoy yourself.
Steve, look out in the kitchen there. You see that redhead? Try to picture her in heat.
I'm sorry, Al.
Dan and Diane will get you a cup of coffee.
Where, Al?
Shut up. I gotta think. I gotta find a place to watch the fight so I can get out of this.
Al, I got the answer to all your problems. Well, not all your problems, but this problem. The fight is being carried on Spectravision, and I know who's got it. This little place right across the state line in Wisconsin, the Come and Go Motel.
How would you know about a place like that?
I've come and gone a few times.
With Marcy?
Well, actually, before Marcy.
You dog, you.
I don't say anything to Marcy. I wouldn't want her to find out about some of the wild oats I sowed. So this is just between us, okay?
Sure. Hey, Peg, Steve just recommended this little place, the Come and Go Motel. He says it's a real passion pit.
I don't remember us going there, Steve.
Marcy, I can't believe you forgot that night.
I don't know where my mind is. I'm sorry, Steve.
I should hope so. But I forgive you.
You're really gonna love this place, Peggy.
Oh, gee, it sounds great. I'm gonna make the reservation right now.
That was beautiful, Steve.
Oh, thanks, Al. And thanks for selling me out, too.
No problem. Now, listen, this is gonna work out great for me, except for one thing. She's gonna want some sex. Now, do I watch the fight first, then give her a jump? No. No, that's no good, because with that on my mind, I'll be all anxious and tense. I won't enjoy the fight. No. Best thing to do will be to bet her down first. That way, I'll enjoy the rest of the day. Now, let's see. Fight comes on at 5 o'clock. Figure half hour for the drive. Check in 10 minutes. Another 5 minutes, go to the bathroom. And my pleasure, Peg. That should give me enough time to shower, eat, and get ready to have a good time.
I love you, Al.
Right back at you.
I'm really looking forward to this. I think we'll learn a lot about raising children, and they'll learn a lot about being themselves. And if we run into any problems, we'll get the answer.
Well, one thing's for sure. It'll be a nice change for the kids.
Get in there. You have no vote. You're staying with them.
Dad, they're gross.
Not my fault they moved in next door.
Shut up, Al. They have their uses. This is very nice of you two.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Dog, too. Better and better.
Now, Marcy, here's a list of do's and don'ts. And a very special don't, no parties.
Mom.
Especially Kelly. It's a promise we made the police.
Come on, Peg, we should have left 2 minutes ago.
Ooh, you're anxious.
More than you could imagine.
Well, kids, I think your parents are really going to miss you. Bud, Kelly, don't think of us as babysitters. Think of us as best friends. Steve, would you like to tell our best friends what we have for them?
Not really, Marcy.
Then I will. We have art projects and a game recommended by Psychology Today. It's a game of role-playing.
I'm going to make a call.
I'm going to use your bathroom.
We're having some fun now, huh, Marcy?
Hope you're not going to be this way with our children.
I'm hoping our children will like us.
These children like us?
No, I'm at these dorks' house. Yeah, I gave everybody this number. They can call as late as they want to. It's like death here.
Well, all in all, I think it's going to turn out just fine. Hey, Kelly, look! Even Mrs. Roach has a bigger bra size than you.
Oh, gee, the room is beautiful.
Get in the bed, Peg.
Al.
Peg, it's almost 5 o'clock. I can't believe the traffic. Why does everybody always stop and watch somebody change a tire? When I wait in traffic that long, the least they can show me is some mangled bodies. Get in the bed.
Take it easy, honey. We have all night.
But I love you, Peg, and time's a-wasting. Let's go. Let me check my ticket. Ah, Spectrovision. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Wait. We promised the kids we'd call them when we got here.
I don't know. The mood is fading.
Gee, I've been there before. I'm ready.
You know, Peg, this is nice, just the two of us. We don't have to rush because we're worried the kids are going to be coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise for our national anthem?
I am the father of French Impressionism. Who am I? Now, Marcy, let's give the kids a chance. Marcy?
Edouard Manet.
Right. Marcy and I have 200 points each, and you have none. Ha ha, this sucks, Marcy.
Oh, very good, Steve. Did it ever occur to you that you're setting the tone for the entire day? If you're negative, they'll be negative.
If I leave, will they leave?
You, my friend, are losing fatherhood points. Besides, they're not bothering anybody. Come on, Buck! Time to play Fox Hunt! That's my fur! My fur!
Your engagement present? Bud! Get out here!
Now, Steve, let me handle this. You're just upset because you paid for it. Now, Bud, you know what you did was wrong, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. That will be all.
That'll be all? No. Just wait until I get this belt off, and that'll be all.
Steve! We're sorry.
We're sorry. You bet we're sorry. Sorry we ever moved next door to the devil's spawning ground.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Buck! Time for pearl diving!
Pearl diving? Bye, Mr. Rhodes.
Whoa, where are you going?
Out, where there's life.
No, you're not. Your mother said if you were too sick to go to school, you're too sick to go out.
Well, how about if I have a party over here?
No parties.
I think I saved most of our valuable stuff, Steve. And the rest, I'm sure, will dry.
Mrs. Rhodes? Mr. Rhodes said that if it's okay with you, that I can have a party.
Oh, nice, Steve. Make me the bad guy. You heard Peggy say no parties? You have me deeply concerned, Stephen.
Well, if I can't have a party, can I at least have a couple of friends over?
I don't see the harm in that. Do you, Steve?
Yes, I do.
Sure. Go ahead and call them.
I already did. Listen, I really like one of these guys. He's real nice. But don't make any sudden moves, okay?
I guess I can dial 911 slowly.
Hey.
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 This is Sean, Debbie, and Dweep. Dweep just got out.
Human life means nothing to me.
Marcy.
It's nice to meet you. Just let me spread out some paper and we can all sit down.
Hey, we was playing Izzy's closies driving in. I think you need a new mailbox.
Marcy, I think we're low on milk. I'm just going to run over to Wisconsin and pick some up.
Freeze!
Well,
Low! High! Cross! You got him! You got him! Get up! Cross, get up! And the boy's up!
Oh. Ramirez never should have got up. 8, 9, 10. It's over! Wow, what a fight!
10 cents a dance. That's what they pay me. Hi, Al. I found a lot of nice things today. You know, I know we have Kmart's at home, but there is something so special about going out of town to shop at one. This is great, honey.
Yeah.
I think the national anthem should be our song from now on. When they hit the rocket's red glare, you were an animal, Al.
I love this country, Peg. You know, it's so nice being here alone, just the two of us.
I know. But you know something, Al? I never thought I'd say this soon, but I miss the kids.
What kids?
Alex, the boy and the girl, remember? Listen, honey, we've had a great time, but we don't need to stay the night. Why don't I call Steve and Marcy and tell them we're coming home early? Unless you want to do it again. Sorry.
Well, Dweeb, sure, it's a nice ring, but I think that's why they lock cemeteries at night.
Shall we change the subject? Debbie? Sean, where are you planning to attend college?
Oh, well, I was hoping to get a government job, you know, so I could sell secrets.
I love you, Sean.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? Are we just supposed to sit here and wait for these two to doze off or something? Or what?
Fuck it! Hello? Peggy, hi!
Yeah, we're still here. How are you doing? You are? That's great!
What?
They're coming home.
Oh, thank goodness.
You'll be home in an hour? Hold on, one second. I'm back.
No, it's been our pleasure. They've been little angels.
No problems at all. Don't rush.
Yeah!
Don't rush, Steve. Look at them. It'll be dark in an hour.
Doesn't matter. They're coming home. They're going to take these little heathens away.
I can't believe you told Peggy no problem. What do you think's going to happen the next time they want to go out of town? They'll expect us to take the kids again. Because we did such a good job. Next time it might be for a week. And a month. And then one day, they won't come back at all.
We'll just say no.
And then we'll be the bad guys. The bad neighbors. No. They have to see that we're not fit to care for the little demons.
We're bored. Why can't we have a party?
Because your mother specifically said no parties.
That's right, she did. And if we were good babysitters, the kind people use again, we'd have to say no. Yes, of course you can have a party. Can you get one together in less than an hour?
Sure.
Oh, well, go for it.
Marcy, tell me this is your plan. You're going to get them all together and blow them up, right?
No, this is better, Steve. Just as the party's starting, Al and Peggy will be here. And they'll see this wild party starring Dweep. And they'll know we're unfit. And they'll never ask us to care for their precious offspring again.
Good news, Raven and the Bloody Ten are coming.
Gee, they're tough.
All right.
You get everything?
I think so.
Did you take the towels?
Of course.
Hotel pads and pens?
Yeah, and the soap.
Good. The ashtrays?
Yeah, I think we got everything.
Okay. Before you close the suitcase, you want to grab the yellow pages.
Al, it's Wisconsin.
Hey, you roll them up, they make a great log.
Oh, gee, we had a great time, honey.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first time we've been in a motel room since our honeymoon.
Yeah.
We still have those towels.
16 years, and you haven't changed a bit. You know, you look exactly the same as you did the day we were married.
Yeah, I know.
Aren't you going to say the same about me?
Well, honey, I bowl. You don't do anything. Oh, hey, Peg, you look great. Much too good for an old guy like me.
Oh, old guy. Come on, Al. You're in great shape. I bet you could have handled either one of those bums that fought today.
Hey, you know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
You know, I got a pretty good left jab for a shoe salesman. I'll tell you what I would have done with that Gonzalez. I'd have waited till he dropped his hands. See, he always does that when he doubles up with a hook. Then I'd have stepped inside, hooked to the head, uppercut, uppercut, uppercut. If that don't work, I take the legs out.
Maybe we should call Steve and Marcy and tell him we're not coming home tonight.
Why bother? They said it's no trouble.
Oh, Al. And the rocket's red glare.
Keep happening. I can't explain. I love to sweat. Let's suck on the stage. Well, it's a bad joke with a girl named Flo. I want to come sober with a buffalo. I'm a fugitive. I only live in Baltimore.
This'll show them. Any minute now, they'll be pulling into their driveway.
You know, dear, they really are wrecking our home.
I know. But Peggy and Al will be home any minute. I can't wait to see their faces.
Yep. Any minute.